Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, after live cattle futures made new highs Tuesday, selling pressure got the upper hand, moving prices back down, and both August and October ended with losses. It seems to be a matter of the market overreacting to the cattle on feed report, with buying interest running its course. Later contracts closed higher with the anticipation of tighter cattle supplies down the road and the desire to add premium to deferred contracts. Box B prices were lower after a multiple week of surging prices. Choice cuts down 45 cents. Select was down $2.50. Meanwhile, the hog futures could not find its legs yesterday. Prices tried to hold but saw steady pressure as the day progressed. Traders seemed more focused on further weakness of cutouts rather than on the rise of cash. The National Direct Afternoon Report saw price jumping $4.14. while cutouts declined $2.25, turning traders more negative as the bottom in cutouts still remains elusive. Now on the grains, Kansas City wheat, the December trading about 6 cents lower early today, influenced by a 1.3% drop in December milling wheat in France. Now it's interesting that December Kansas City wheat briefly hit a new 7-year high on August 13th, the day after the August WASDE report lowered its view of the world ending wheat stocks, but has not been able to trade higher since. USDA's lower U.S. ending stocks estimate of 627 million bushels is mostly due to losses in spring wheat and white wheat production, while red winter wheat production increased in 2021. December corn's trading about 3.5 cents lower here early today, staying below its 100-day average at $5.52 and continuing to show some seasonal selling pressure related to the anticipation of harvest after last week's technical breakout to the downside. And November soybeans are trading 6 cents lower today, giving back part of yesterday's 39-cent gain and staying below the 100-day average of $13.51. We'll check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
October live cattle down 25 cents, 131.70. December up 57, 137.40. September feeder cattle down 152, 165.77. October's down 45 cents, 170.22. October hogs down 50 cents, 86.97. December down 62 cents at 80.77. Now, Kansas City wheat, the September unchanged, 7.04 1/4. December down 0.25, 7.17 1/4. Chicago wheat, September down 1 3/4 at 7.18. December down 1 1/4, 7.32 1/4. September corn was up 6.5, 5.44 1/2. December was up 9 3/4 at 5.45 1/4. September soybeans up 43 cents at 13.37. And November soybeans up 39 cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.